We can't really wait for another report, which the government are looking at. And I understand they need to look at the implications. But what I'm saying is that in the meantime, they need to set up a system whereby people can be supported, they can get some counselling, they can get some of the tools or some of the tools that they need could be provided to them to try and, you know, for them to come to terms with it. And also that there should be an ex gratia payment, just as it were, to start the process and not keep people waiting. Because very many people who were assaulted, not all, but many, are getting on, and some of them may not live to see the outcome of any further report or any inquiry that the government may go ahead with.
I suppose this report, it's very, I suppose, a damning revelations, and we saw the local figures that were published as well, and over the weekend as well, we saw that the Gardaí have confirmed that more than 160 people have contacted them, but that this redress scheme is put into place to provide comfort and it is support to those that have been affected.
The longer this goes on, the worse it gets. Justice delayed is justice denied. The justice is delayed at this stage, and what we as a state have to try and do is not to delay it any further. We need to extend the inquiry to include all state institutions, educational institutions. I mean, one of the most shocking revelations was that children in special schools, many of them were sexually abused, were debased, were humiliated, and that's beyond heartbreaking. So we have to stop talking about what happened, but we do need to know the extent of it and to identify that as a state, as a country, as a nation. We need to identify what happened and do the best we can through redress and restitution for those people. But what I'm saying is we can't wait. We need to put some system in place, ex gratia payments and systems, I think, that, you know, would support people through counselling and other forms of mediation, because that's crucial for people's lives and for their mental health. And they can't be asked to wait any longer.